بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance field. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on September 20, 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. The magnanimous Imam Khomeini was a divine man. He was a unique, divine person who, along with his knowledge, thought, experience, and maturity in various areas, possessed a clear soul and spiritual purity. Therefore, his words were influential. For example, consider when he said, "Pave must be rescued." I heard this from the late Mustafa Chamran, who said, "As soon as Imam Khomeini's message was broadcast on the radio at 2 p.m., they were under the siege in Pave and the enemy had surrounded them. As soon as this message was broadcast, although no forces had yet arrived, and perhaps they had not even been deployed, we saw that the way had opened up around us." This message, these words were effective in themselves. I heard this from Chamran himself, our dear martyr.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Or when Imam Khomeini said, "The siege on Abadan must be broken." There was no question about this. The siege was broken. In various instances, for example, in the case of Susangard and the conflict over the attack on Susangard, were questions about whether we should go there to defend it or not. There were problems with regard to it. When Imam Khomeini's message came via a mediator, the issue was resolved. We had a commander like him whose words were so influential and benefited from spirituality, purity, and a strong spirit. Furthermore, there was the religious color of the sacred defense, the religious color. When there is a religious color, what happens is that this young man takes action while eagerly awaiting martyrdom. Read the biographies that have been written about the martyrs. They set out with the hope of being martyred. They would cry because they wanted to go to the battlefield in the hope of becoming a martyr. This is what happens when there is a religious color. The families of these young men, their fathers, mothers, and wives would give their approval and send them to the battlefield for the cause of God. I have often visited the mothers of martyrs who, for example, had one or two children who were martyred.
"Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.